Hello, this 5 minutes to the prophet is the word of God, episode 185. So we're taking the golden scriptures, which is Hebrews 4:12 and James 1:22. And I trust that as you've been hearing and hearing and hearing these words, God is doing something in your life. And the word is being established in your and manifest in your life. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts. And James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add, you will not walk in self-delusion. Amen. So we are looking at James 1:20 to 21 to 25. And in looking at that, we said that there is a word that is very interesting there, and that word is forget. Talking about James 1:24, he said, those who are not doers of the word, or those who are hearers only, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. That is New Living Translation. Amplified Classic says, then he goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. So I've been talking about that word, forget. Why will a man forget how he looks like? Why will a man forget? Why would you forget how you look like? And I said that the trick is that many believers have not given attention to the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. And so when they read the old covenant, they see themselves there. When they come to read the new covenant, they cannot see themselves in the new covenant. They cannot see what has been written in the light of the new covenant. And I said that there is a big gap, G-A-P, between the old covenant and the new covenant. And one of the gaps I said in the previous episode is that the old covenant was called a covenant of death, and the new covenant called a covenant of life. But even before I treat that, we talk about that. Let's look at how these men that we admire so much, Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, all of them, Daniel, all the old saints, listen to what God says about them. In 1 Peter 1:10-12, is an interesting scripture there. He said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. So the prophets, being Abraham, Moses, and all, they were all part of the prophets. Elisha, they were all part of, they said, they inquired and they searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They were searching and inquiring diligently. Why? Because they saw that there was a grace, and they were prophesying about this grace, and this grace was for you. It is for us who are now in this dispensation, who are looking jealously and enviously into the old covenant, as if the new covenant is nothing. And by doing so, we are not able to see how God sees us. We are not able to look into this mirror of the word and see how God sees us, because we are blinded by what we saw about Elijah, about what we saw about Moses and all of that. We look at them and we think ours is not like what they had. They had something better. But it says that they were rather searching diligently, inquiring diligently. Even though they prophesied, their prophecy was about the grace that should come unto you. And shouldn't that do something for you? Knowing that what I'm enjoying now, Abraham, Moses, all of them, the men of old, they were inquiring, they were searching diligently. According to 1 Peter 1:10, they were searching diligently and inquiring about what I have now. And when I got it, I'm not valuing and I'm not putting value on it. Oh, no, no, no. That will not be your case. You will look at yourself in the mirror of the word and you will look at it in the new covenant way. In Christ, according to the in Christ, that is how you will look. And if you are able to look that way, then you will not forget. You will not forget this great salvation that you have received. You are so blessed by